Hola y muy bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish. This week, I'm going to give you a five-sentence test that's set at B1, B2, and it's on the Spanish past. This time, we're not giving you any choices of conjugations. You've got to do it. Pues a por ello, y hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. Vale, pues. Número uno. And how you do this is when you hear the music, tiki tiki tiki, you know that you've got to pause the video and then work out your answer, okay? That's when you're going to have a bit of time and then I'll give you the answer. The first sentence, nice and straightforward. When I lived in Madrid, I worked in an international company. Now, in this sentence, we have a perfect example of the other video that I've just released this week about the false preterite. It's worthwhile watching it. So the answer is, cuando vivía en Madrid, trabajaba en una empresa internacional. So, vivía, trabajaba. Why are we saying imperfect, imperfect? Just because what we want to show is that whilst you were doing one thing, you were doing another. Generally, two imperfects about the same length of time. Número dos. Just as I left my house, I realized I didn't have my keys. The answer to that is, justo cuando salí de casa, me di cuenta de que no llevaba las llaves. Also, you could say mis llaves, but normally they say las llaves, and we know that they're yours. So what have we got here? Salí and me di cuenta. Okay, darse cuenta is to realize. Preterite, preterite. Why? Because what we're saying is this happened and then this happened. I just got out of the house and then I realized. Now, if you didn't have the word just, you could say, cuando salía de casa, de mi casa, me di cuenta. So, whilst I was leaving, you could do that. Mientras salía, you could do that. But when you say, justo cuando salí, just when I had, this is just as I did it, okay? Preterito. So, remember, when you're doing a list of two actions, one following the other, preterite. Preterite is the perfect list tense. Número tres. I always believed that everything would turn out well. So the answer to that is, siempre creí que todo saldría bien. To turn out well is salir bien. So what have we done there? We've got creí, preterite, and then we've got would turn out, saldría. So that's conditional, that's not past. And watch out for my up-and-coming video, probably next week, where I talk about would and the false would, the false conditional that we have in English, not in Spanish. So if you took off the word always in that sentence, you could use creía. Yo creía que todo saldría bien. I was believing, I believed. But when you say, I always believed, siempre, we use the preterite. Ahora, número cuatro. The teacher was explaining the lesson when someone interrupted. And the answer to that sentence is, el profesor explicaba la lección cuando alguien interrumpió. Okay, so what have we got there? The teacher was explaining, whilst the teacher was explaining, imperfect. Background event, when somebody interrupted, action, cutting through the background event, interrumpió. For us, that's the classic way of using the imperfect and the preterite. Set your background, do an action. It's great for conversation, and it's great when you're beginning to converse in the past, which is a challenge. Just keep it basic, background whilst this was happening, that happened. If you'd like to know a little bit more about the Spanish past and you'd like some concepts that are going to help you a lot, we've got a brilliant book called Perfecting the Past in Spanish, and it's available on Amazon, it's available in Kindle, in audiobook, and in softback too. And now I'm going to leave you, os voy a dejar con una frase. You do the sentence and put the answer in the comments and we'll check it for you. For years I dreamed of traveling until I finally did it. Entonces, aquí tienes la frase que traducir. Ponla en los comentarios y está estrictamente prohibido usar Google Translate o ChatGPT. Tienes que hacerlo usando nada más que tu coco. Pues muchas gracias, chicos. Hasta luego.